Today, I want to discuss with you something from the parasha. The parasha, there are many things that are happening in this week's parasha. We have the Aseres HaDibros, Shabbos Nachamu, and we have Kriya Shema. I want to focus a little bit on Kriya Shema and the first parasha of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And more specifically, I want to focus on the mitzvah of tefillin. We have in this week's parish the mitzvah of tefillin. I want to try to connect tefillin with the parasha of Kriya Shema. The Dalai parasha, you could talk about tefillin three times a year. Parashas Bo, the Kaddish Leikiv Yacha. You could talk about tefillin parashas V'eschanan. And in parashas Ekev, we have the second parasha of Kriya Shema. So let's discuss a few minhagim from Rabbi Mayevsky, one of his favorite farm, Minhag Yisrael Torah. Okay, so he has here some very interesting minhagim that relate to things which I was not aware of. Some interesting, nice things. Okay, some things from here, some things I came across in another sefer, just some ideas. Run through a few ideas. Number one, there's a custom, you see this more in the yeshiva world, where there's a custom to walk into the base, and come into davening, you should already be wearing tefillin. When you walk into the Beis HaKnesses, you should already be mu'utar in talis and tefillin. You put your tefillin on outside the Beis HaKnesses, or in the coin to Shulchan Aruch, you put your tefillin on, your talis and tefillin at home, and you walk in the street to the Beis HaKnesses. I would imagine that in Eretz Yisrael, it's probably more common. I don't know to what degree, it depends where you live and what community you're in, but to walk into the Beis HaKnesses wearing, you put on at home, you walk in Chutz Yaretz, it's obviously not Nechze Ki Yehur in America, and also the streets are filthy dirty, and there's pritzos, and it's not a dignity to wear tefillin. What?
This is not Matziki Yehura. This is Yehura Mama.
Okay, very good.
In
the lobby, right. So we are. Do we do fulfill a token? There is a token fulfillment, especially in the B'nai Torah, is you put on your talis and tefillin in the hallway in the lobby, and you walk into the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, wearing your talis and tefillin. So here's an interesting shaila. What about Shabbos? Shabbos, you don't wear tefillin. So is there an inyan to put on your talis in the hallway? Or to put on your talis if you live in a community where you can do it at home, to put on your talis at home and walk in the Beis HaKnesses.
Yeah? The problem with talis, the tefillin was a big inyan to put on. The talis is no big deal.
Why not?
Why not?
You could go in the dirty places.
Okay, but so that's so the question. But even the talis is a beged shel mitzvah. It's true. Technically speaking, when you can throw the talis in the garbage, technically speaking. Technically, you can go, but the minig is not to. The minig is a talis is the tzur of tefillah. Talis gotten, you go into Beis HaKnesses, do whatever you want. A talis gadol, you're right, it's tashmishe mitzvah. But the custom is a talis gadol is a chefsash, it's a holy object. You don't go into the Beis HaKisei wearing a talis gadol. That's the custom.
Some guy's talis katan is bigger than my talis gadol.
Okay, but it's still called a talis katan. It's still called.
I don't know. You went to the bathroom, you took up all 50 pairs of tzitzis.
Technically, a talis katan is it's still called katan, it's not called. So this is something very interesting. Okay, what about a black hat?
What about a black hat?
Are you allowed to go into the Beis HaKisei wearing a black hat?
Where I work?
Yeah.
They take off that.
What kind of hat? The up hats. Whatever hats.
It's not your
okay.
It's not true.
Okay, by the B'nai Torah, you go into the Beis HaKisei wearing your black hat. Sorry. Sorry, Rabbi Sai. Anyone that I've seen that would take off his black hat for going to the Beis HaKisei was not viewed like saying Mechsik Yehoira Mamish. That's a little extreme. Kittel. Do you wear a kittel in the Beis HaKisei?
Yes.
Some do, some don't. A kittel. Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's very interesting. Go to a yeshiva. Go to a yeshiva and watch before Ne'ilah. Everyone goes to the Beis HaKisei. The only time of the year when the days, there's a certain place, I'm not going to say any names, there's a certain place where they have a very large Beis HaKisei. Why in the world does it have to be so... Why does it have to be so many compartments in the Beis HaKisei?
There's a lot of people.
Once a year. Once a year, there's a time when we cannot possibly, that is Yom Kippur before Ne'ilah. Yom Kippur before Ne'ilah, give a break, 5 minutes, everyone goes to the Beis HaKisa before Ne'ilah, and if you have 1,000 people, no matter how many compartments throw in the Beis HaKisa, it will never be large enough. Yaf know all the secrets. When I was in Yeshiva, I knew there's a secret bathroom in the kitchen. In the kitchen for the minimum wage, the below minimum wage workers, the Mexicans who work in the kitchen, they'd have to have a special makeshift Beis HaKisa in the kitchen. So I would go there. But guess what? There was a line there also. Okay, so. Okay, let's go further. So here's the question. The question is, this is very interesting, I never thought about this. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, did you ever see someone go in, put on the talis at home, and come to the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, wearing the talis? Or put on the talis in the hallway. I'm talking about in a shul where you don't wear a talis bag in the shiva locker. Is there an inyan? So he presents here very strongly there is absolutely no inyan to do this. Very interesting chiddush is that this is what comes out. This is a very beautiful yesod. The talis is a cover for the tefillin. It's an amazing idea. Never knew everything about this. You wear a tefillin. Okay, I'm wearing a tefillin. Very nice. I'm also wearing a talis. There's a talis and a tefillin. Hayaluchud v'hayaluchud. They're two separate items. No. The talis is a beged which is giving kavod to the tefillin. Beautiful idea. He quotes a Zohar that says this. Is that the talis is giving yokar, the yokar is the tefillin, and the tefillin requires a buildup of other different objects. The nail, my nafkamina. The nafkamina is a day that you're not wearing tefillin. A day that you're not wearing tefillin, you don't need to wear a talis, and that makes him like a brick of stones. Why on Tisha B'Av don't we wear a talis in the morning? What's the problem? The only reason why you don't wear tefillin is because tefillin is pe'ercha.
Let's go close a pasuk. I read it.
Pe'erecha chavu shalecha. Pasuk in Yecheskel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yecheskel, you're an Ovel, but you're going to be the exception. I want you to wear your tefillin. Why does Hashem need to tell him this? Because normally an Ovel does not wear tefillin. Okay, so there's a halacha that an Ovel does not wear.
Pasuk for talis also.
Talis? Could be. I'm not familiar. I don't know. But this is another. This idea also explains this. What he's saying over here in the Minhag Yisrael Torah also explains very. It really opens up a whole new understanding of why it is the custom on Tisha B'Av not to wear talis. Why not? Talis is the tzur of you're already going to daven, you might as well wear a talis. Talis is a beged. We learn that talis is a garment you wear during davening from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nis'atev Ketalis Keshliach Tzibar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed himself in a talis like a Shliach Tzibar. At this moment in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe the tzura of tefillah is to be enveloped in a talis gadol. This is what we learn. So if already we're going to daven shachris on Tisha B'Av, you might as well put on your talis. So you'll tell me no. Sosam tefilos. You'll tell me that since it's Tisha B'Av, we don't say tiskabel. Hashem doesn't really want to hear from us. This is one answer. Simple answers. Hashem says, Klal Yisrael, I've destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Ki beisi beis tefilin l'chol ha'amim. I don't want to hear from you. Don't bother me. And that's why we don't say Kaddish Tiskaba. We don't say that at the end of that Shachris. It's an amazing thing. You skip the most important part of the davening. Tiskabel, may you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept our prayers. We don't say that. That's the culmination of tefillah. That's the highlight.
You make a bracha on the talis katan Tisha B'Av?
No. On the talis katan, so I think it's a machloika. Some do, some don't.
If you don't.
That's a talis katan. That's a talis katan. Wait. I'm confused. I don't wear a talis katan. A person who wears a talis gadol generally never makes. Again, this is a whole discussion. This is a complicated issue. Let's not go there. But generally, why don't? I'm asking you a very basic question. Why don't on Tisha B'Av do we wear a talis gadol? So you can give a number of answers. The simple answer is Tisha B'Av is a day of sosam tefilasi. The talis gadol is a part of the tzura of tefillah. Two examples. else. Number one, we just mentioned, you don't say Tiska Belts Lason. Another example, this is really, really very powerful example, people don't appreciate this, is why don't we say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av? So everyone will hear. Okay, it's impossible. It is impossible to go through the day Tisha B'Av without someone telling you, Koro Alay Moed. It's a festival. Mashiach is born. Mashiach is born. It's a festival. We don't say Tachnun, right? Yeah. Guess what? That's not Iketam. That's not Iketam. No, you know why you don't say is because Tachnun, we don't appreciate it, is the Iker Tefillah. It's the culmination of Tefillah. When you fall, after you daven Yishmon Eshri, you fall on your hand, you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take me. It's like the Akedah, human sacrifice. I give up my neshama to your HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tachnun is the highest form of prayer. We're looking, we're desperate to get out of saying Tachnun. We're trying very hard not to say Tachnun. But the truth is, if we really appreciate what Tachnun was, we wouldn't be running so quick to get to not say Tachnun. Tachnun is a extremely potent form of prayer. On Tisha B'Av, Hashem says, I don't want to hear from you. Don't bother me. Sosam tefilasi. My prayer has been shut out. Tachnun, Hashem doesn't want our tachnun. Koralai moe, the little pshan, the pasuk is lishbar bachuroi, to destroy my young men. It's not a very nice pasuk. We cut the pasuk in the middle. It's a wild drush. People who are anti-darshanim don't like taking psukim and cut them right smack in the pasuk. Koralai moe lishbar bachuroi has a traditional mikra has a very negative connotation. The ikatam, why you don't say tachnun, is because tachnun is a potent form of tefillah, and on Tisha B'Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear our tefillos. But now, yeah. What?
Not saying Avinu Malkeinu.
Not saying Avinu Malkeinu. You're asking another question. Avinu normally goes together with Tachnun, so you're asking a very good question. So why? If you're not going to say Tachnun, so why don't you say Avinu Malkeinu being Mavakish? You don't say it, so why not? It's Tzom. So being that it's connected to Tachnun, once you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, I hear what you say. Yeah, okay, but that's.
That connects Avinu Malkeinu.
Yeah.
Leading to
Tisha B'Av
because Moshe Rabbeinu appeals.
And Hashem said, no, be quiet. Don't talk. I don't want to hear your tefillah. It's in Yonah the Yom. It's in the parasha Sveskhan. It's correct. Okay, but now, what about Talis? Oh, so you'll tell me, because Sosam tefillah, see, this is a very important thing. Tisha B'Av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear our prayers. And since Talis is the tzur of tefillah, Mamela, you don't wear a Talis. Right, that's a nice answer, but something over here, he presents something that's much more profound. He's saying that you have to understand, when you put on a talis, you don't have a chit to put on a talis. A talis is, if you have a garment of four corners, so then you put on tzitzis. The talis is the garment which enhances, which gives kavod to the tefillin. Mela, if you're not wearing tefillin, don't bother wearing talis.
Yeah.
Tefillin is a din of avelos. You're not wearing tefillin. The male, there's no need to wear the talis. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you don't put on tefillin, so there's no need whatsoever to put on your talis in the street at home, and we'll put on the talis in the hallway, and you walk into the Beis HaKnesses, to the Beis HaMedrash, wearing a talis. I never saw.
Why wear a talis at all on Shabbos?
Yeah, that logic.
Why?
The logic of Tisha B'Av, right. You're missing tefillin.
Okay.
So it's like you're wearing tefillin.
So I'll tell you the answer. Shabbos, are you listening to this? Our Satmar representative? Shabbos is Rosh HaTevis Strimal Bimkoyim Tefillin. Okay, so the answer is, I'm just guessing, is that Shabbos, we have another type of tefillin. The ois of Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because Shabbos is the ois. So the tefillin is coming to be mechabed the ois shel Shabbos.
There's a different type of tefillin we wear on Shabbos. It's not a physical tefillin, it's a spiritual tefillin. The aura of Shabbos is what crowns us on Shabbos. That is our tefillin. Memela, the talis is coming to be mahader. And the nafkamin is, I never saw this in yeshiva. You see all the time, people, they put on, there's a whole stand. And some yeshivas, they actually build it into the furniture. When they build the building, part of the architecture, part of the furniture in the hallway is to have a whole station for people to put on their talis and tefillin so they can walk into the base medrash wearing mu'utar, but talis and tefillin. But I've never seen in yeshiva on Shabbos people putting on their talis outside in the hallway. Never seen that.
I think there might be another reason for that staging area, because there's nowhere to put it. That would take up half the seats if everybody put it on the next seat. So you need a staging area.
Okay, good. But this is a very, very beautiful idea. It's at least new to me. The talis is only there to mahader the tefillin. Yeah.
Just want to add to what the Rav said. Talis is also there as a cover for the tzibur and for the tefillah.
The talis is a cover for the tzibur when it's shliach tzibur, when you're shliach tzibur. Correct. Yeah. But that's the shliach tzibur. But let's talk about the yochid. It's also, if you're getting an aliyah, so you are a representative. You're going, you have the limelight in front of the tzibur. You should be mutar. The darshan, the rav who gives the drash, also wears a talis. That's where you are in the spotlight. But when you're coming to shul, you're just part of the meeting. It's not a covered of the tzibur. You're just one member. You're just one prat in the tzibur. So then,
practical reason why you put it on a Shabbos at home, because you don't want to carry.
That's if you have an issue of carrying. Okay,
the other reason which I've been putting in it, going to, when I started in Flatbush, going with a talis to shul.
You almost said strimal.
No, people told me, what are you crazy? Guys, people drive by the car and see with a talis that say,
because you're out, you drew. Yeah.
And I said, I'm going on purpose for that.
Okay.
That's my plan, you know? That's a strike.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I have two questions. I know we put on the talis first, and then we put on the smiling creature. But what you just said, wouldn't it be more appropriate to be showing the passion to the tefillin?
Not necessarily. Yeah. It all depends on how you look at it. There's a very big question. What do you put on first? Most of us put on the talis first. But it's not so simple. The Rambam, when he orders the mitzvahs, the Rambam says he put on the tefillin first. It's a big machlokes. What goes first? Tefillin has more kedusha. It's our custom to put on first the talis and then the tefillin. Yeah.
You take that svara outside.
Yeah.
Why isn't it that even a bar mitzvah boy then, of course, should not be required to put on a talis? If a talis,
he said he's not. We don't.
Okay, that's another issue. Why doesn't the bacha wear a towel? So then that's another issue. That's a separate.
I know I once stopped in Mincha by where Brett the shul was once.
Yeah.
The Yekovs have an interesting menu. Whoever has a kibbut,
it's
on his house.
Whoever has a
kibbut.
Yeah, that's Kavanat Tzibur.
And they just don't Hagbag Lila, they don't remove the Talasim until at the Kedusha.
Wow.
Or wearing Talasim.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something else which caught my attention. The only reason why it caught my attention is I grew up, there was basically one standard talis and tefillin bag. You go to a Judaica store, you buy a velvet bag and you buy a plastic, right? It comes in all the sizes. Today I'm planning on buying this myself very soon. The next time my bag is worn out, and they have the totes, right? There's totes and they, what?
With the handle.
With the handle and the strap. Yeah. And everyone is running around with a strap, with their talis.
And the compass that tells you if it's easy.
There's a compass, the better ones. Okay, all the different. The first time I saw this, probably at least 10 years ago, I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? This is not, this is this, what's going on over here? Now I'm already brainwashed. I picked up what my nephew is bar mitzvah coming up soon, so I was asked to pick up for him a talus, a tefillin bag. I got him the tote. I'm already brainwashed. But 10 years ago, it was like a shock to me. Now, why was it a shock to me? Or what bothered me is, you used to take the tefillin, you actually hold the tefillin in your hands. Okay, and you would see people, I remember, I always think older people, they didn't even have they didn't even like using the plastic. The plastic was a modern it's a new thing, the plastic. They had like my father, my grandfather, they didn't have plastic. I got my father a plastic. I convinced him to get a plastic. But they had a simple, you know, they had the velvet bag. You all probably remember your parents who had a plastic. And you always had the tsura of your parents, your grandparents, leaving the Beis HaKnesses, holding it very close to themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
The talus.
Absolutely.
You hold it close to yourself.
Close to the heart.
Close to your heart. I remember my Rebbe in 8th grade, so he told us that once in his life he actually took his life in his hands. He was a bar mitzvah boy, and he was walking home, and a guy, a shegit, started up with him, and he was holding his tefillin, and the shegit grabbed his tefillin. So he said he basically, he was a very weak, meek person, but he risked his life with ferocity to get back his tefillin from these shkatzim who were twice the size, and he had gotten into a fight to grab back his tefillin. And when he holds the story, I imagined him, like, you know, he's holding the tefillin close to his heart, as you picture your parents, your grandparents. Today, it became a new thing. Hey, you have these totes and you have the handle, and it just struck me how, like, the tefillin are behind your back with the strap in front of you or on the side. It disturbed me. Okay, listen, it's a different strokes, different folks, different generation. I'm not coming to Mimakachi Kasham. But what struck me is, I didn't think there's anything to it. It's just, you know, convenience, convention. He brings here down, Chassidim v'anshei ma'isim, medaktim l'chol l'chakis, detalso tefillin be'atzman. He does it to hold it themselves. He doesn't talk about where you hold it, how you hold it. And he says that there's a makor, it comes from the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. He went in to retrieve the kafu machta. After the avodah was over, the whole davod, everything was done. What's the very last thing the Kohen Gadol does? He puts on the big day shmeina, the big day darba, the four garments. He goes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the shovel. To take out, why does the Kohen Gadol himself have to go take out the shovel? This is the Kohen Gadol. Let them send in a Kohen Hegit. Let them send in someone, even when Yom Kippur is over, or send in some administrator, or some lackey, to go in and retrieve the kaf umachta, the shovel and the spoon that was used to produce the smoke in the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Torah is showing you the Chavivas HaMitzvos. You went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the avodah, to be makdir the kaf, to be makdir the ketos with the kaf, with the spoon and with the shovel. When you leave, when the day is over, take it out yourself. Show the chavivas. You yourself go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even though it's not lefi kvoidcha, you're the Kohen Gadol. This is not an avodah. This is not something that is chashiv. It's just a matter of cleaning up. It's like, you know, who, do you ever see Rabbanim stay at the end of the bris to help clean up after the bris is over? You've never seen the chashivim stick around when it's over to clean up. This is, I take that back. Over here, the Olam does it every single day here. I see. So I take it back. But the point is, it comes, it says here in the Shemini Gishol Torah, he says here, he has all these sources, which I can't even pronounce that sources, that is where it comes from. There's a hakpada, even by the greatest of the great, even by the greatest rebbes, when davening is over, they don't give their talis and tefillin to their gabbai, to their shamis. It's part of the process of tefillah. You get dressed outside at home, you daven, when you finish davening, if you take off your talis and tefillin Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMikdash, you take it off, and you yourself take the talis and tefillin in your hand, in your heart, out, just like the Kohen Gadol, when the day is over, he takes the talis and he takes the kafu machta out of the Beis HaKnesses, out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it just struck me that when we have today these new, different types of bags to hold, contain, protect that talis and tefillin, we should also be sensitive to the chavivas of the mitzvah. Okay, one of the things, we're running out of time, a lot of the things, but one of the things I want to share with you, and this is what is in honor of Rabbi Michal Miller. Because Rabbi Michal Miller is our resident expert on the Dalet Malchios. So I have here a word on the Dalet Malchios, and it needs further elaboration, and you will provide us with the details. But the word goes something along these lines.
When
no, I want him to feel the pressure. I want him to feel a lot of pressure. He wrote the book. His book is one of our own. Rabbi Michal, he wrote a book on the Dalet Malchios. The book is one of a kind. He brought together, how many chapters are there?
60
different examples in Chazal. No one ever wrote such a, where Chazal present the Dalet Malchios, and he presents the Chazal, and he elaborates and explains the significance of the Dalet Malchios in these Mamari Chazal, Midrashim, Psukim, Mamari Chazal. It's a sefer, it's one of a kind. There's no precedent to have such a sefer to put together in such a beautiful way all the Mamari Chazal, Dalet Malchios, something which is so central. It's so central to Yadus. Okay, but there are Dalet Malchios now. Everyone should buy the book and tell your friends and family. Now the Dalet Malchios, Michal will elaborate. It's not just four; it's really four, which is eight. That's not one mahalach, but it's really to some degree six. Now, why do I say six? Because everything is really starts with Golus Mitzrayim. Golus Mitzrayim is not part of Dalet Malchios. Dalet Malchios is first Bavel, the Korban of the Bayis Rishon. Then comes the Tkufa of the beginning of the Bayis Sheni of Modai Uparas. And then comes Yovel. What happened during the Tkufa of the Bayis, the Golus during the time of the Bayis Sheni, and the right smack in the middle of Bayis Sheni is the difficulty we had with the Yevanim, and then the Churban Bayis Sheni, where we are today, is Edom. Now, before that, before the Dalet Malchios came, was Golus of Mitzrayim, and Golus of Mitzrayim, in Chazal's eyes, really encapsulated all four. It was all four. Is that correct, Michal? To some degree, Golus of Mitzrayim
is like a practice run
for all four. Now the truth. Now, in addition to the four, this is discussed at great length by a lot of stuff came out. A lot of stuff came out about this, and there's a lot. There are curves. This is that. There's really a fifth Golus, or the fifth is really a spin-off of the last Golus, and that's Golus Yishmael. Today we're living Ibs the Mashicha. We don't really sense. We don't really feel the severity of Golus Edom. What we really are feeling in a much more intense form is Golus Yishmael. The Yishmaelim are causing a lot of trouble in this world. Terrorism, fundamentalism, the extremism. These are very serious. We on Rahman al-Sam, we just went through a war dealing with Yishmael, dealing with the Tzara of Yishmael. So is Yishmael a separate Golus? So according to the Gra, there are different opinions that indeed, yes, after Dalet Malchios, there is something which is set apart, Golus Yishmael. When we put on our tefillin, we recite a very beautiful pasuk. Ve'erastich li le'olam, ve'erastich li b'tzedek, u'v'mishpat, u'v'chesed, u'v'rachamim, ve'erastich li be'emuna v'yodat es Hashem. Three rings on the finger. Most women don't know this. You tell this to a woman, they're in shock. They think they're the only ones who have got a ring. I tell you, the average woman doesn't know. It's like a big secret. Average woman has no clue what goes on when men put on tefillin. They have no clue. Unfortunately, a couple months ago, no clue. They get a ring. Men also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also have our rings. We have three rings. Okay, we have three rings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has betrothed us. The erastich li le'olam, the erastich li b'tzedek of the mishra v'chesed of rachamim, the erastich li be'emunah midatzas Hashem. These three expressions really have six words. There's ve'erastich li. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pledging his loyalty to us. What is Erison? He's married to us. mikudeshes, to the exclusion, v'niflinu ani v'amcha, we will be set apart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is related to us, he is connected to us, to the exclusion of all other nations. Isn't that what marriage is all about? Harayat mikudeshesli, the woman is designated for this man to the exclusion of all other men. She is not allowed to live with any other man. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu has married us, so to speak, v'erastichli, we have become a kadosh, we are miyuchid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done this three times. First time was through the expression of le'olam, forever. The second time was b'tzedek uv'mishpat uv'chesed uv'rachamim. And the third time, the last time, was be'emuna. These six different expressions, with these three different expressions of Erasich, correspond to the history of the world, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to us throughout the entire world history. In Mitzrayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us as a nation, B'ni B'chorei Yisrael, Pokod Pokadati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Egypt has selected us. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu accomplish in Egypt through selecting us? He has made us the eternal nation. He has made us His Le'olam. There is no way out. Through Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, we have become to HaKadosh Baruch Hu married, connected, le'olam, forever. There's no way, that is where the roots of Nitzchiyus begin. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refined us. He refined us through the Dalad Malchios. B'tzedek uv'mishpat b'chesed uv'rachem corresponds to Bavel, Parasumodai, Yovan, and Edom. How? Now this is where I need Mechol to work out. In the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon, where there's an emphasis that Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu complains about Milesi Tzedek. If you look in the Haftorah, I've got the exact words, V'ata Menatzachim. It was a city that was filled with Tzedek. The demand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzviah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, that what I wanted from you and during the tkuf of the Bayis Rishon, was tzedek. Because you failed in this tzedek, there's going to be a korban. The atam meratzachim, you're murderers. I have no choice but to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Golus of Bavel was a response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzviah that he has connected to us through the nida of tzedek. Okay, now this needs a little more work, but it's definitely true. You have to work out the words in the Maamar HaChazal. The Golus of Paras Umodai, the building of the Bayis Sheni, and the entire story of Purim, which is part and parcel of the Golus of Paras Umodai, it deals primarily, the major theme is Mishpat. And in fact, Daniel, who was one of the major figures during this period of time, in his Vidui, the theme was L'cho Hashem Hatztaka V'lanu Boshes Aponim, which is an even though it says L'cho Hashem Hatztaka is Lashon Tzedek, but the emphasis V'lanu Boshes Aponim, it's Mishpat. I'm leaving this for you to iron all the details. There is definitely a degree of Mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just tzedek, but justice. Klal Yisrael, they celebrated their own fall by participating in the Suda V'Achashverosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what you want? So there'll be Mishpat. If that's how you, it'll be neither Keneged neither. If you want to celebrate your own defeat, then that's right. I'll let Achashverosh and Haman destroy you. Daniel, who said Vidui, expressed the Mida of Mishpat. This was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he connected to us during this Tkufa through the Mida of Mishpat. Now, everything else is very easy. Yevonim is chesed. Ulelevi amar, himecha v'yorecha le'ish chasidecha. The miracle of Purim, of the Yevonim, the Tkuv of Purim, was all through Haneros halol kodeshem alidei koyanecha hakedoshim. The entire miracle of Chanukah, the Tkufa, the Netzachon of the Chashmonaim, was only through the Kohanim HaKedoshim. The Kohanim are the descendants of Levi. Levi in the Torah throughout the Tanakh are always called Le'ish Chasidecha. Levi is the Chosid, Chesed. the midah of the Kohanim is the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to connect us. The midah of Chesed is the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to connect us. It was the Erastichli b'Chesed in the Tkuf of the Golus of Yavan. The Golus of Edom, 2,000 years of Edom, almost 2,000 years of Edom is, what did Yaakov say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hatzilenina miyad ochi miyad esav ki yorei anochi oso. Where Yaakov was mevakesh rachamin. A ma'isa avos simin labanim. The bakosh of rachamim that Yaakov Avinu was mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect him from Esav is the ma'isa avos simin labanim referring to the Golus of Edom. Edom is the midah of rachamim. And now we're living in the Golus of Yishmael. And what is the midah? How is Hashem connecting us? Ve'rastichli be'emunah. And all the G'dayla Yisrael over and over tell us, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us now? What is the focus on? Ein lanu l'yishoin ela alavinu shebashamayim. It's so clear that today it's not a matter of chesed, it's not a matter of mishpat, it's not a matter of racham, it's not a matter. The ikar is today just to live with emunah. It's difficult. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So we have over here Sacha Kol. The Erastich is a very powerful word. It represents the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has connected to us. He connected to us in this pasuk there are three different dargas. There is Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the prototype that is to encompass everything. Then we have the Dalad Malchios, and then there is the finale. Dalad Malchios of Bavel, Paras Modai, Yavon, Edom, and then Ikvus of the Mashiach. The Ikvus of the Mashiach is Yishmael. Three different sets. The first set was HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. It was an eternal bond, le'olam. Then we were nothing. At Edom the area, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no demands on us. Just you become mine, le'olam. And then the refinement began. A tzvi of tzedek, a tzvi of mishpat, a tzvi of chesed, a tzvi of rachamim. This corresponds, I think, very well to the Dalai Malchios. Has to be developed a little bit more to show that this is true. And then the last kufa is where we're living in today. We're holding at the very end the last ring around the finger. Ve'rastichli be'emuna v'yodat es Hashem. Have a wonderful day.